This year, a record 5 Australian foreign aid workers were received the prestigious Florence Nightingale Medal, the highest international accolade available to those working as nurses. The Wire's Lauren Connolly spoke to 2 of the Florence Nightingale Medal recipients, Red Cross's Anne Carey and Ruth Jebb, about their experiences as foreign aid workers and what the recognition means to them.
The Florence Nightingale Medal is the highest international distinction given to nurses and aid workers around the world. In recognition of their selfless service in war-torn countries and disaster zones, this year a record 5 Australian aid workers have received the medal. Brisbane nurses Ruth Jebb and Barbara McMaster, Catherine Salmon from Sydney and Anne Carey of Esperance, Western Australia, have all played critical roles in the care of citizens and children in places including Sudan, Afghanistan, Nepal and Sierra Leone. Anne Carey has been nursing for 26 years and was part of the Red Cross response team in Sierra Leone during the Ebola epidemic. I asked Anne what compelled her to move into foreign aid work.
To help make a difference, really, and to be part of the solution to things rather than being a spectator.
Aid worker Ruth Jebb knew she wanted to make a difference at a very young age.
It was something that as a child I was exposed to. And then I think I was 5 years of age when I decided I wanted to be a nurse and go and work in Africa.
Ruth's journey as a foreign aid worker has been extremely varied, from coordinating a feeding clinic for malnourished children in Sudan to nursing in Cambodia. Most recently she travelled to Nepal to assist after the 2015 earthquakes.
The day I arrived was the day of the second earthquake, so you can imagine that with the disaster response already underway, that additional earthquake then put it added pressure on a response that was already quite stretched. You know, coupled with the fact that I was in the middle of Kathmandu, in the middle of this earthquake, in a taxi, thinking that, you know, my life was going to come to an end. You know, that all finished and everything was fine. But we then had to tailor our response to meet the needs of new areas that have been affected by the second earthquake.
While Ruth's foreign aid trajectory has revolved around disaster relief, Anne's experience within the Ebola health emergency was one surrounded by fear of the unknown. I asked Anne how she mentally prepared herself for the mission.
We were surrounded quite a lot by fear in Australia. I felt I was going, but I wasn't really quite sure what I was going to, and there was so much fear around it. And I think the preparation was that you were hoping to be part of the help that was going to help try and beat it. So I thought if I don't make it back, at least I've tried to do something.
The courage and determination of foreign aid workers is exceptionally admirable, perhaps more so when I ask Anne to tell me about some of her worst experiences.
So my first hour was a sick child, and that child, as I picked up the child, began to fit and bled to death in my arms. And it was his mother sitting there who had 7 children, and she lost all 7 of her children and her husband to Ebola. And that just changed me because I just couldn't imagine what life would be like for her, and she went on to survive. And that was so sad, and I think from then on, I think you have to have lots of courage to be very kind.
And while many do suffer, there are also high points along the way.
You know, the simple things of actually providing proper healthcare to a community that may not receive that healthcare is something positive that I take away from it. I think I delivered a baby one night, you know, that's a positive thing.
The Florence Nightingale Medal was established in 1912 and recognises the exceptional courage and devotion to the wounded, sick or disabled, or to civilian victims of a conflict or disaster, and exemplary services or a creative and pioneering spirit in the areas of public health or nursing education. Anne and Ruth told me how they feel about receiving such an accolade.
I'm very humbled by it because I was not expecting it. And I think as I reflected on it, Florence Nightingale helped change standards to improve healthcare. And I think we need to look at standards within healthcare in Australia and create kinder places to work in.
It's absolutely overwhelming. I feel a little bit unworthy, to be honest, but I'm nonetheless very appreciative and feel incredibly honoured to receive it.
The Wire's Lauren Connolly there, speaking to the Red Cross workers Anne Carey and Ruth Jebb.